KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, May 18th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Cleveland Cavaliers moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals with a 125-94 win last night in Detroit to knock out the Pistons in Game 7 of their second-round Eastern Conference Series. Donovan Mitchell had 26 points. Evan Mobley had a double-double, 21 points and 12 rebounds for the Cavaliers, who advanced to the Conference Finals for the first time since 2018 and the ninth time in team history. So it will be the number 3 seed New York Knicks and the number 4 seed Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 1 of that series tips off tomorrow night in New York. For the second straight year, Oklahoma City guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was named the NBA's Most Valuable Player. The Canadian star became the 14th player in league history to win back-to-back MVPs and the 18th player overall to win at least two. Gilgeous-Alexander received 83 of 100 first-place votes. Denver's Nikola Jokic finished second, while San Antonio's Victor Wembanyama was third. International players have now finished 1-2-3 in the MVP voting now for 5 straight seasons. Gilgeous-Alexander averaged 31 points per game this year, second in the league behind Luka Doncic. He also extended his league record streak of scoring at least 20 points in 140 straight games. He also won the league's Clutch Player of the Year award earlier this month. A surprise winner yesterday at the PGA Championship, the second major of the year. It was Englishman Aaron Rye with a dominant back nine performance to win his first major. He's also the first English-born player to win the PGA Championship in more than a century. Rye finished with a final round of 5-under-65 to finish at 9-under-par. He was 3 shots ahead of Jon Rahm and Alex Smalley. The 31-year-old Rye surged into contention with a 40-foot eagle putt on the ninth hole, and then he sealed the victory with a long, long birdie putt on 17. Rye became the first player from England to win the PGA Championship since 1919. Napoleon Solo captured the Preakness Stakes on Saturday, holding off Iron Honor by 1.25 lengths in the middle of horse racing's Triple Crown, the Preakness. Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo was not entered in the race, so the Preakness featured a wide-open field of 14 horses. Taj Mahal was the 9-2 favorite, led early but faded late after being passed near the top of the stretch. Denny Hamlin captured his second NASCAR All-Star Race victory yesterday, surviving a crash-filled night at Dover Motor Speedway and winning the $1 million prize. Hamlin led a race-high 103 laps, including the final 30, held off his Joe Gibbs teammate Chase Briscoe by less than a second at the checkered flag. The 200-lap exhibition race featured 8 caution flags involving accidents with 23 of the 36 drivers. NASCAR's next event is the Coca-Cola 600, the longest race of the season. That's coming up Sunday night in Charlotte. Also tonight, it is Game 7 in the Stanley Cup playoffs as the Buffalo Sabres host the Montreal Canadiens. The puck drops at 6:30 on ESPN. The winner moves to the Eastern Conference Finals. And that's a look at your sports for this Monday, May 18th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.